I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Every once in a while, the connections on The Rough Draft Diaries will lead us outside of Toledo, which isn't too strange as our listening area is Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. So for today, we are visiting Detroit.
My name is Mark Crane, and I'm the Executive Director at Dream of Detroit.
DREAM is an acronym. It stands for Detroit Revival, Engaging American Muslims.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dream of Detroit is combining community organizing with housing and land development to revitalize our neighborhood and build a healthy community. We work in an area on the west side of the city, and typically our work is in the areas of housing development, community organizing, and economic development. So far, we've been able to rehab almost 15 homes in our neighborhood, which we're really thankful for and happy about and proud of. Most of that is done through, contractors that we work with, though we do work with volunteers to, clean out vacant homes, to do some of the sort of unskilled labor to prepare them for rehab. Some of those homes are ones that Dream has raised the funds for through donations and managed the rehabs. Some of those, that number, that count of 15, include a few that folks who are part of the project, or, maybe our volunteers or board members bought a home and rehabbed it themselves and we moved into the neighborhood. So there are some of those. We actually have a couple of programmatic houses. We have a house that's a transitional home for formerly incarcerated men. We call it Project Homecoming. And we also have an artist residency. And then lastly, we've got this stretch over here called Woodrow Wilson Street, which we hope to rename one day, but where we hope to make our sort of economic main street. And it's an area that, of course, was once thriving, and today is a lot of vacant lots and a few, empty buildings that are left. But we're hoping that we can help bring some life to that street again.
Dream of Detroit has been around for about 8 years. Mark joined when it was just beginning, when he was just returning home from living in Chicago. He returned with a few changes. Mark had converted to Islam his senior year of college, graduating with a degree in American Studies Political Science. He then worked in Chicago for a few years, working in community organizing in the Muslim community, but ultimately decided to return back home to Detroit, a city he knows well, and others may think they know well.
Sure. Detroit has had a hard, hit reputation over the years, of course. And there's multiple layers to that. And I experienced that in really interesting ways as a young person, growing up on the east side of Detroit, eventually starting to go to school in the suburbs of Detroit, starting to drive 45 minutes each way, going from, an east side Detroit neighborhood and all that meant, economically, to one of the wealthiest suburbs in the country in Oakland County. I got to see this sort of disparity in our area. But a lot of that, we just have to be frank, is really rooted in really rife racial dynamics, right? Really robust segregation in the area. There are a lot of sort of layers to that. We operate in a neighborhood in particular that saw a lot of disinvestment over the years, and also some natural disasters, frankly. We were in a neighborhood that was touched briefly by a tornado in the late 90s. And so we lost some homes in that way. But we're in an area that, again, saw a lot of disinvestment over the years. What we found was that when you spoke to the residents, if you present, pathways and opportunities for ownership over the neighborhood, folks are committed and want to take action to preserve the neighborhood. So that's what we're tapping into, and all the presumptions that folks might have about the city at large or about neighborhoods like ours, we're pushing back against those to say, again, that these neighborhoods are worth saving. We could obviously have a whole class on why the metro area looks like this, the development patterns, redlining, abandonment by developers. There's again, a lot of layers to that. We definitely are trying to, show that there's opportunity here, right? And that there's promise here.
In listening to Mark's story, I'm reminded of the many efforts that I've covered locally here in Toledo that resemble Dream of Detroit. Organizations like Urban Holistics, the Junction Coalition, Keep Toledo Lucas County Beautiful, and many more. And this similarity between Detroit and Toledo is not lost on Mark either.
And we know, frankly, if you're from Southeast Michigan, Northwest Ohio, you understand probably really viscerally how our cities, Detroit and the Toledos and the Clevelands, et cetera, are really, have been the canary in the coal mine for so many movements, positive and negative, in this country, right? My words of encouragement would be to keep going and to know that people see your sincerity They see the good work that you're trying to do. Even if you're hitting walls along the way, you're inevitably making progress and having wins, whether you're acknowledging them or not is one thing. You know, we have to celebrate the little wins along the way. That gives us the energy to fight through the losses and the setbacks as we approach the bigger wins. So I would say keep going, and every little bit matters. You know, we do community development work, and frankly, we're a nascent community development organization. But a lot of what we were doing in our early years was just, it was placemaking. You know, and one of the simplest but maybe most profound or sort of transformational things we've done over the years in this neighborhood was to plant 114 trees back in 2015. So, you know, it was in some ways a really kind of simple gesture. There's a big difference between rehabbing a home and planting a tree, you know, in cost and everything. But it just had such a profound effect on the beauty of the neighborhood and, you know, what folks see when they step outside every day. You know, just a little effort that made a big change. So everything counts, and I hope folks stay encouraged in their work.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.